daf is Tamura daf Tezayin. We left off, we got to the bottom of Tezvav and Beis, but we're right in the middle of a discussion, and we were discussing the issue that the Gemara had said that 3,000 halachos were forgotten in the days of Avelus of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then the Gemara commented on how Torah was learned after the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, that all the Eshkolos, all the people who Isha Hakol Bo, who you could say that they had everything from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until the days of Yossi ben Yoezer, didn't have any sort of dofi, that there was no chisaron, there was no lacking, but afterwards there was always some sort of dofi. So the Gemara had asked, what do you mean afterwards there was always some sort of dofi? What about the story of Chassid Echad? And we said this Chassid Echad was after that generation, because he was either Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Loi or Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So and yet we're going to see this Chassid Echad didn't have any dofi, doesn't seem to have any major or even minor chisronos, because the story went that this Chassid Echad was having heart palpitations or a heart attack or something, and he asked doctors, and they told him that he has to take a goat and tie it to his bed, and every morning have fresh goat milk straight from the goat. So he took the goat, he tied it to his bed, and his chaverim came to visit him, and they saw the goat there, and they said, "Ay vey, there's a list of mezuyon. A goat is a ganav, because a goat steals from other people's fields. So how could we come in to visit you?" So they sat and they looked, and they tried to figure out what other averos he does, and they found that he has no other averos except for this avera with the goat, of taking a goat. And even he, at the time of his death, this chassid said, "I know about myself, she'ein bi avon ela shel osa eiz bilvad. I have no other averos. This is my only avera. And why is it an avera? Because I violated divrei chaveri. My friends say, my colleagues said that you're not allowed to be megadol behem adaka beretz Yisrael. And nevertheless, I was megadol behem adaka beretz Yisrael." But bottom line is, you see from this story that this was a pretty special person, and that was the only avera anybody else was able to find in him, and the only avera he was able to find in himself. So it's pretty significant that he doesn't seem that he had any sort of dofi. So a couple of points just on the story that I wanted to mention yesterday, but we ran out of time. Shittim Betzis Mabakama quotes from the Rashba that this chassid held that the whole iser of being megadol behema daka was only when you allow the behema to go out. The Gemara specifically says that he tied it to his bed. So we're assuming like Rav Gamliel, according to on that original Gemara Baba Kama, where it discusses the issue in Daf Pei, that there's no iser if you just if you tie it up and you don't let it roam around. When it roams around, then it's going to be like a list of mazui, and then it's going to be gone from other people's fields. So the Meiri in Maseches Baba Kama says, from this Maisa with the Chassid, we could learn out that all Isurim are Hutru Mishum Pikuach Nefesh. I mean, I'm sorry, we know that anyway. That's Pasha, that's V'chai Bam. We know that all Isurim are Hutru Mishum Pikuach Nefesh, and it's Mutru Lisrapos Mikol Dovar, except for Gilei Arayos and Shvichas Damim, but nevertheless, something that's Asur Mipnei Atakana, or Mishum Chshash Hefsir Acherim, you can be Machmir B'Yoser, meaning even though every other avera in the Torah, 610 out of 613 mitzvos, are hutar mishum pikuach nefesh. Everything besides the big three avodah zarah, gilui arayos, shlichus damim, all becomes mutar mishum pikuach nefesh. And therefore, to not take advantage of violating the other yisurim to save a life would be considered a suicide of some sort. But nevertheless, when it comes to taking from other people, even b'makom pikuach nefesh, it's roi lahachmir, because here this guy was not machmir about the having a behema daka beretz Yisrael, which is an issue of taking from other people, and he was faulted for it, for not being machmir. Apparently that was somewhat of a chisaron. So says the Miri, you see from here, when it comes to taking money from other people, even mishum pikuach nefesh, you should be machmir. The Chida in Pesach Inayim says that we're speaking about a cholosh yesh bo sakana. However, he says it's very difficult to say like the Meiri that you should be machmir in a takanas chachamim b'makom pikuach nefesh. And he quotes from the Iyun Yaakov that the avera was that he could have raised the behema daka in the forest somewhere. He could have gone out to where the behema daka was rather than bring the behema daka into the yishuv. But it's not that we expect the guy to die instead, like the Meiri says, where we expect him to die rather than to violate this halacha. But the Chida acknowledges that that's also very dochak, that as Chol Masukan, we expect him to go out to the forest and live in the forest, where he could have a goat with him in the forest, where he's not near any people. So he says maybe it's more likely to say say, like the Shitas HaRashba, that this Chassid paskin like Rabban Gamliel, and the reason he paskin that way was because he was B'sakana, and that was considered a Chet, that he went against the Shitas HaChachamim, that say that you're not even allowed to have a goat tied up, even when you're not going to let it roam, and he paskin like Rabban Gamliel, meaning he started darshaning and paskining and telling everybody that the Halacha is like Rabban Gamliel, because he couldn't bring himself to violate an Isser, so it changed the way he paskined, and that was the problem, that was his violation. The Marsha just says, no, the whole situation was not a pikuach nefesh, he was a chola she'in bo sakana, and that's why he did something wrong over here, because for a chola she'in bo sakana, he should not have violated the halacha. One more ha'ara on that, on the story, is that the Gemara says, yashvu batku v'lo matzu bo avon shalosa ela shalosa ha'ez belvad, that they looked into it, all the chaverim who went to visit him tried to find any of his averus, and the only averu they could find was this one. So Rav Elchanan in Kovitz Shiurim Babakama Os Pei Tes raises the question, how could they check if he has other avonos? Well, he might have done averus b'machshava, he might have done averus secretly. The pasuk says, ha'adam la'anim v'ashem yirah l'levav, le'inayim v'ashem yirah l'levav, that a person sees what they can see with their eyes, but Hashem could see in a person's heart. How are they supposed to check? What does it mean that they checked if he had any other averus? So Rav Elchanan says, maybe it was Beruach HaKodesh, it was inspired lehem Beruach HaKodesh, something like that, but he says, even that doesn't satisfy me, because why are they checking for his averus? Manafgamina for them, whether this guy did averus or didn't do averus. What kind of business is that? You go to visit a chola and you start looking for his averus. So what are they doing? So he says, maybe because of Mavakar chola, part of the mitzvah, Bikur Cholim, is to try to figure out a way to be Maor Him B'tshuva, because when you're Maor Him B'tshuva, maybe that will change his Gzar Din, and maybe that will be his Zuchus to get rid of his Choli. So they were checking to see, so that they could know where to give him Musar, what he needs to fix, so that they could help him in his Tshuva process. And the Tosefta, the Girsa, is that after he died, they started checking into, they were so distraught by why he died, why would someone such a tzaddik die, that they die of a disease or die young or whatever it was, that they started checking into it. And not just that they were distraught, but the Chazon Yecheskel and Tosefta says that they needed to know who he should be buried next to and how they should be maspid him. Because there's a halacha that a hesped is walking a tightrope. Because the halacha by a hesped is that you have to be maspid l'chacham karali. And when you're not maspid l'chacham karali, there are serious implications. And on the other hand, you're not allowed to lie in a hesped. You shouldn't say things that aren't true. So they had to know what he was. They had to know what kind of tzaddik he was for being maspid. And also to know where to bury him. Because there's a halacha that you're not allowed to bury a tzaddik etzel rasha. You can't bury a tzaddik next to a rasha. So to the point that the Gemara Sanhedrin says that the various Mises Beis Din were buried in different cemeteries because people who are Chayiv Skila are not the same level of Rasha, they're a higher level of Rasha than people who are Chayiv Hereg. So even within the world of Rasha, you're not supposed to bury even a Rasha Chamer by a Rasha Kal or a Tzadik Gamur by a Tzadik Sheinu Gamur. So they needed to know who he was, and that's what they needed to look into it for. But bottom line is, at the end of the page over here, we're left with a question. How can we say that after the times of who was it? Yosef Ben Yezer, that there was Dofi, but we see over here there wasn't Dofi. Some Rav Yosef, but top of Tazayin Amun Aleph, Dofi Shel Smicha Ketani. No, when we say Dofi, we mean that there was Machlokas, that the learning was unclear enough to give rise to Machlokas in Klal Yisrael. The code word we use for Machlokas is Smicha, and Rashi says we mentioned Smicha because that was the first Machlokas that the Chacham ever argued about. So from Yosef Ben Yezer and on, there was Dofi Shel Smicha, that was the first machlokas about smicha of a carbon shlamim on yantif. Should you do smicha on a carbon shlamim on yantif? That's a chagiga daf tazayin, where Shammai says to do the smicha and Hillel says not to do the smicha. But then it all spiraled out of control from there. Then it just developed even further. So there is a discussion in the Achronim. Is this really the first machlokas? Is that there was no earlier machlokas? If you look in the Gemara Masech Sanhedrin daf Yutasim Beis, the Gemara says that David and Shaul had a machlokas about makadish b'milva b'pruta, if daito al milva or daito al pruta, that they had a machlokas in fear mekadesh using both a loan and a pruta, whether the woman's das is to be mekabel the pruta b'shem kiddush, in which case she is mekadeshes, or the das is on the milva, or the man's das to give is on the milva, in which case she is not mekadeshes. That was machlokas David and Shaul. So you see, you have earlier machlokasim. So the Melechas Choshev is Metaretz, that wasn't a Machlokas Bedin. That was a Machlokas in Umdana. The Halacha, everyone agreed to the Halacha. If you Mekadesh B'Milvah, Tzeinu Mekudeshes. You Mekadesh B'Pruta, Mekudeshes. They were just arguing what the person's Kavana is. It's an Umdana in the Das of Bnei Adam, and that could theoretically, I guess, change over time. The point is that it's not a machlokas in halacha. It's more of like a machlokas in metzias. There is, however, another gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph that says that Shammai HaZakein said b'shem Chagai that yesh shliach l'dvar aveira, and we paskin ain't shliach l'dvar aveira. So it turns out that there must have been chachamim that were cholik on that as well in earlier generations. So again, the Melechus Choshev says that you have to say that the Chachmei Dor of Chagai held Yeshliach L'dvar Aveira like Chagai, and there was no Machlokas. But in later generations, they came to a Haskama that ain't Shliach L'dvar Aveira. So that's not called Machlokas. If the rabbinate changed their mind over time, that's not called Machlokas. Machlokas is when they disagree in the same generation, that's when you're going to have a Machlokas. But maybe all the Chacham in the days of Chagai held Yeshliach L'dvar Aveira, and all the Chacham in the times of the Gemara already came to the conclusion that Ein shliach l'dvar avera. Says the Gemara weiter now. Yosef ben Yosef gufei miflug palug b'smicha. But wait a second, Yosef ben Yosef himself argued about smicha. So how can you say that until the times of Yosef ben Yosef there was no dofi? He was involved in the machlokas. So kiflug b'sof shanei de batzer liba. No, that was at the end of his life when already there started to creep in a little bit of dofi into the lives of the anashim ha'eshkolos. Gufa amr avidam shmuel shlosh salav malachas shachum me'av l'shon losha. We said there were 3,000 halachos that were forgotten during the days of mourning from Moshe Rabbeinu, which began, I guess, on Ches Adar, the day after Moshe Rabbeinu died, which is today. So Amar lo Yeshua Sha'al, so they said to Yeshua, please ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, get those halachos back. Amar lahem, he said to them, lo b'shamayim hi. Sorry, that's not the way we learn Torah. Can't get it straight from heaven. Amar lo Shmuel Sha'al, so they told Shmuel in a later generation, go and ask for these halachos. Amar lahem, Eila Hamitzos, Sheina Navi Rashi L'Chadish Dov Me'ata. Said, I'm sorry, the halach is a Navi is not allowed to be Mechadish something, so I can't be mechadish anything right now. I can't be mechadish these halachas. So a few issues just on these couple of lines. Chak Nasan writes that why is it that they forgot these halachas in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu? So actually three opinions. Chak Nasan says because of the tsar of the Misa of Moshe, they forgot all these halachas. They were so distraught over Moshe's death. However, the Tmuras Toda says that no, they forgot these halachas as a punishment because they weren't misabel al Moshe Rabbeinu Karaui. It was that Aveira that caused them to forget these halachos. The Chidah suggests a little differently. He says, if you read a little bit further in the Gemara, we'll see in a second that Yoshua was a little bit at fault for not taking advantage of every opportunity to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. And maybe it's because of that that these 3,000 halachos were forgotten. So while on the one hand, the Chidah seems to be the most grounded in a line in the Gemara that we're going to see in a moment, but on the other hand, the Chidah also seems to be against the Gemara, because the Gemara over here is saying they forgot 3,000 halachos. When the Gemara discusses the problem because Yoshua didn't take advantage of the opportunity to learn from Moshe, it has a much smaller number of halachos that were forgotten. It's 300. So it's hard to say that it's talking about the same issue. Another point that the Chidah makes, that when they tell Yoshua to ask, so the Chidah asks, why do they ask Yoshua and then ask Shmuel? They already got their answer from Yoshua. I mean, they ask Yoshua, find out these halachas. Yoshua says, lo b'shamayim, I can't, I'm sorry, it's beyond what we're able to do. So why did they go ask Shmuel again? What, they thought they were going to get a better answer from Shmuel? And not only that, they didn't get the same answer from Shmuel. They got a no, but it was a different kind of no. It wasn't lo b'shamayim, it was ein navi rashe l'chadish davar. So the Chidah explains that Klal Yisrael thought that the reason that Yoshua didn't know was because he's the one that caused it to happen. He's the one that caused all the forgetfulness. It was his aveira. This is the Chidah l'shitasa, that it was Yoshua's fault. So they thought maybe other Nevi'im are going to be able to be makshid alachos. When Yeshua said, Loba Shemayim he, and he didn't say Eilah HaMitzvos, because if he was if he would be Machzirim, it wouldn't be a problem of Eilah HaMitzvos Avei Navi Rashai L'Chadish Davar, because if he were to bring back these halachos, it wouldn't be considered a Davar Chadash, because it was right away, it was right after Moshe Rabbeinu died. Shmuel was ready many generations later. By that time, the halachos were completely forgotten. Everyone even forgot what they were about, no one had any clue about these halachos. So Moshe Rabbeinu died a long time ago. So for him to bring it back, it would be considered a chiddush davar. It wouldn't just be considered a problem of Loba Shamayim. It would be an additional issue of a chiddush davar. The Pnei Yeshua, Maseches Megillah and Dav Gimel, raises the following kasha, that over here it's mashma that even something that's forgotten, we would say Eilah HaMitzvos, that a Navi is not able to be Mechadesh davar. Even though it's something that we had, it's not a brand new chiddush, something that we had, we just had forgotten. Yet, we have a Gemara in Maseches Megillah. At the beginning of Maseches Megillah, tells us that the Sofei Osios, the letters that are changed when they come at the end of the word, Menatzvach, Mem, Nun, Sadi, Pei, and Chaf, all of them were Nimsru Me'anavim, were given over from the Nevi'im. And the Gemara over there says, what do you mean the Nevi'im? How could the Nevi'im be Mechadesh something? So the Gemara's answer is, Shachem V'chazru V'yastim. The Nevi'im weren't Mechadesh, it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, was forgotten, and the Nevi'im brought them back. Meaning, apparently, from that Gemara, we don't say about something that we once had and was then forgotten that Ein Navi Rashi L'Chadesh Davar. So what kind of business over here? They asked Shmuel, bring back these 3,000 halachas that we already once knew in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says, so no, Ein Navi Rashi L'Chadesh Davar. What do you mean? This isn't new. This is something we had forgotten and we're asking you to bring back. So Pnei Yeshua says that certainly, even something that's forgotten, it's also for a Navi to be shown mi Pia Gvura, the halachas that were forgotten. And that's all based on Loba Shemayim. So over here, they couldn't bring back those halachos. But Menatzvach, the Nevi'im brought rayos, and were somich on the rayos that they brought, that this is that this exists, that this concept of Menatzvach exists. So it's similar to what the Gemara is going to say soon, about Asniel ben Kenaz bringing back halachos mitoch pilpulo. It was really based more on the pilpul. So that's when we say that it's not a problem of Ein Navi Rashi L'Chadesh Davar, when it's something that we once had. Another case in Shas that seems to be somewhat troubling is the Aruch Lener points out in Masechah Sukkah and Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that Arava is Yisod Nevi'im. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? It's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So the Gemara says, no, the Nevi'im came back, they forgot about it, it was Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, it was forgotten, and the Nevi'im came back over Miyasi did it again. So Rashi says, they were Chozer V'Yistum Al Pi Hadibur. So now you see, apparently, something that was forgotten, you're allowed to bring back. Alpin Nevua. So what's going on? I thought in our Gemara, Shmuel tells them, we can't bring back these halachos. There's no way to bring them back. Ein Avi Rashi L'Chadesh Davar. So says the Aruch Lener, that the whole Isra is to be Shoel B'Nevua. Like in our Sugi, they weren't saying, oh, you remembered halachos, please tell us. They were saying, go ask. Ask Hashem. That's the problem. To bring it back on your own, if Hashem wants to give it to you, so that's fine. But to be shoel b'nevuah for these halachos, that was considered to be the problem that was happening. Amar Yitzchak Nafcha, Av Chata Shemesu Baleh, Nishtach Me'ev L'Shemel, Shemek L'Gmar. Yitzchak Nafcha says, even a Chata Shemesu Baleh, the halacha of a Karban Chatas, whose original owner died, was what the halacha is, the fact that it is amongst the Chatos HaMesos, was forgotten in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar L'Pinchas Sha'al, so he told Pinchas, please ask, and he said to them, sorry, I can't. Lo b'shemayim. Amr lele Elazar Sha'al, Amr lehem, Eile ha-mitzvah, Shein Navi Rashi L'chadish Dov Me'ata. Sorry, not allowed to be mechadish anything new. Amr v'damarav, v'shosh, and after Moshe Rabbeinu Gan Eden, Amr lele Yeshua Sha'al Mimeni, Kol Sveiko Sheyesh Lach, when Moshe Rabbeinu was about to die, he was about to go to Gan Eden, he pulled over Yeshua and he said, listen, Yeshua, if there's any Sveikos that you have, ask me right now. Amr lo, Rebbe, klumi nechti chashah achas v'alachti l'makom acher. What, did I ever leave your side for even a moment? Lo kach chasaftabi, didn't you yourself write about me? Umisharso Yeshua ben Nun nar, lo yamish mitocha oel, that I never left the oel, I was the biggest masmid, I was always listening to you, I was always learning by you. So what kind of sveikas do you think? I got everything down, my notes are perfect. Miyad tashash kochos al Yeshua, v'nishtachu menu sholosh me'el salachos, v'nodu lo shev me'el sveikos. And right away, based on that, Yeshua became weakened in his learning. He forgot 300 halachos and 700 sfeikos arose in his learning. So that's what the Chido was referring to, that's the 3,000 halachos, it's because of Yeshua, it was Yeshua's fault. So So very difficult. What do you mean 3,000? Over here it's very specific. It's 300 plus 700. It's not 3,000. So very difficult to understand what the Chida is talking about, unless the Chida means to say that 300 were Yeshua's fault. So the other 2,700, Klal Yisrael assumed were his fault also. So the point isn't that he's the one that it actually was his fault, but that Klal Yisrael assumed that it was his fault. And that's why they asked him to bring it back. And when he said no, they figured, he can't do it because it was all his fault. So the Jewish people wanted to kill him. So he says, look, I'm not going to tell you these halachas, so just go distract them. Go get involved in a war or something, and then they won't have time to kill you. We were taught elsewhere that 1,700 kalin v'chamurin gzer shavos and dikduke sofrim were all forgotten in the days of the avelus of Moshe Rabbeinu. The dikduke sofrim, Rashi says, whenever we attach numbers to the Torah, like a lot of Mishnayos will give numbers, we'll say tesvav nashim potros sarasein yud gimel devarim namru b'nevelus of tar chamisha Lo Yitromu, right? All these times that the Mishnayos list off numbers, that was considered a smart way to learn, to mention numbers, because if you remember the numbers, so then you can jog your memory to try to figure out, okay, if there are 15 Nashim that are Potos Torah Sein, if you're just trying to remember who are the Nashim that are Potos Torah Sein, you'll give a list of 13 and you'll feel like it's complete, because but if you remember that there's supposed to be 15, so you'll try to think a little harder to remember the 15. It's always good to put numbers, and also it's just good to give clarity in terms of sugya, when you learn a sugya, to know that there are five answers here, there are three answers here, to know, just put a number to it, it helps give clarity. So we always try to do. So Amar Rabbi Yavo, Afal Pekein Hechziran Asnil Ben Kenaz Mitoch Pilpulo. So even though these halachas were forgotten, Asnil Ben Kenaz was able to bring them back with his pilpul. Shenemar, Ve'ilkut Asnil Ben Kenaz Achi Kalev, Ve'itin Lo Asachsa Bita Li'isha. That Asnil Ben Kenaz was able to capture this, he was able to conquer this, these halachos, and as a result of that, he was given Kalev's daughter Achsa as a wife. So Snil ben Kenaz is referred to as the brother of Kalev. That's going to come up again soon in the Gemara. He's considered the brother of Kalev, and he got to marry Kalev's very special daughter. So there was something I wanted to say. Yeah, that the Maritzchius, in one of his Sfarim, in the Kisvei Maritzchius, in the Ksavim, Chelek Aleph, page Tesvav, Maritzchius quotes from Marash Yafa, who asks a kasha on Rashi and Tainus. There is a Gemara in Tainus on Dav Dalid, where the Gemara says that there were three people that Shalu Shaloka Hogan, three people that tried to make deals with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that were not particularly wise. Like, for instance, Shaul HaMelech, when he says, whoever's going to beat up this giant is going to be able to get my daughter. And how did he know it wasn't going to be an Eved or a Mamzer or someone like that that was going to beat up the giant? So he got lucky. It was David HaMelech. He got a good son-in-law. So on the list of people who were Eliezer Eved Avram, right, he said, whoever is going to come and offer to give the camels to drink is going to be able to marry Yitzchak. And how did he know she wouldn't be someone who's totally inappropriate? So again, all of these people are considered to be Shoel Shaloka Hogan. So on that Gemara, where it says Shoel Shaloka Hogan, it doesn't mention Kalev. That Kalev was Shoel Shaloka Hogan, because after all, he said, whoever's going to conquer Kiryat Arba, which we darshan really means to bring back all these halachos, but Pasha Pshat Navi is to win a war, whoever's going to conquer Kiryat Arba is going to be able to get my daughter Achsa as a wife. So meaning whoever is going to bring back these halachos is going to get my daughter Achsa as a wife. And it could have been an Eved, it could have been a Mamzer. How did he know? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meshav Lo Kahogan because he got a Snil Ben Kenaz. So Rashi asks the Kasha, wait a second, why didn't the Gemara mention that one? So Rashi says, no, because Asnil Ben Kenaz got it back with Ruach HaKodesh. And obviously he knew no one was going to get Ruach HaKodesh if they were an Eved or a Mamzer. There had to be someone who was of a decent background in order to get Ruach HaKodesh. It has to be someone who's roi to have the Shechina Shura on him. So asks Maritzchius, wait a second, our Gemara says that it was Machzor al Yedei Pilpulo Not that it was machzor al yidei ruach hakodesh. And even or mamzer could be machzor al yidei pilpul as well. You could have such a thing as a mamzer tamil chacham. So Maratzchia says that even though he was machzor pilpulo, ruach hakodesh helped along as well. That it was like a zevzeh gorim. It was his pilpul together with ruach hakodesh. But again, that's also difficult to understand. What does that mean? That it was pilpul together with ruach hakodesh. The Gemara says pilpul, it doesn't say together with ruach hakodesh. But you have to say something. You got to give some sort of teretz. That's the ha'ara of Maratzchia. So says the Gemara now, back in the Gemara, v'lamanik rishma achsa. What kind of name is achsa? So says the Gemara, shakala roa osa koes al ishto. That anyone who would see her would get angry at his own wife, because she was so perfect that no other woman could measure up. Vayihi bevavet seil lishal meisavia, sada vatitzmech me'alachamar. So the Pasuk says she asked for a field from her father, and she was titznach me'alachamar. So my vatitznach, what does that mean? Amar amritzvach amar lo, machamar zekivin she'im l'machl bevosum yatzoek. She says, just like this donkey, as soon as he runs out of food in his feeding trough, in his feeding bag, he starts to cry out. It's a big problem for a woman if there's no food in the house, if the husband's not able to put food on the table. It's a very big challenge for a woman. She's going to cry out a lot. So we don't. She was complaining to her father, "You married me off to this great guy, but we don't have any food." Give me something because you've given me the Eretz HaNegev. What does it mean you've given me Eretz HaNegev? Bayis Shemenugav Mikol Tova, a house that's dried out of any goodness. V'nasati li Golos Mayim, and you've given me Golos Mayim. What does that mean? Adam She'in Bo El Torah Bilvad, someone who only has Torah. V'itin La Kalev Es Golos Aliyos Ves Golos Tachtios. So Kalev gave her Golos Aliyos and Golos Tachtios. Amar La, what that means is he said to her, Misha Kol Raze Olam Elyonim V'tachtonim Shalo Yivak Shemenu Mezonos. What, someone who has all the secrets of the world, is he should be mvakish, he doesn't need mezonos. You have all the secrets of the world. This guy is superior in terms of his Torah knowledge, in terms of his spirituality. What kind of mezonos you need to ask for? So the Kalev ben Kenaz, who says Gemara, just as an aside now, wait a second, was Kalev really ben Kenaz? Was he the son of Kenaz? Follow Kalev ben Yifunahu, he was the son of Yifuna. So how could we say that Kalev was the brother of Asniel ben Kenaz? Kalev ben Yifuna can't be the brother of Asniel ben Kenaz. So my Yifuna? No, Yifuna is just saying, like when we call someone a ben Torah, we don't mean he's the son of someone named Torah. So ben Yifuna means that was part of his, that was his characteristic. It wasn't something that was his actual father's name. It means Shapana me'atzas meraglim, that he turned away from the advice of the meraglim. V'akati ben Kenazu, but still was his father's name Kenaz? Ben Chetron who? He was ben Chetron. T'chsev Kalev ben Chetron, halid asazuva. It says Kalev ben Chetron was molid asazuva. So you see that he was ben Chetron. So Amarava, Chorge de Knazhu. He was a Sneel's brother from the mother's side, and therefore he was the stepbrother of Knaz from the he was the stepson of Knaz, right? Because Kalev ben Yifuna was the stepson of Knaz because Kalev and Asniel shared the same mother. Tanu, who is Asniel, who Yavitz? Asniel is also Yavitz. Mashima, what's his real name? Yehuda Achi Shimon Shmo. His real name is Yehuda Achi Shimon. But Asniel is a nickname, and Yavitz is a nickname. Where do these nicknames come from? Asniel, Sha'ano Okel, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. So Asniel means Hashem answers him. Yavitz, She'yo'atz V'ribetz Torah B'Yisrael. Yavitz means that he was Miyaitz and he was Merabitz Torah throughout all of Klal Yisrael. Uminolan Shano Kel, and how do I know that Hashem answered him? Tichsiv Vayikrav Yavitz Elokei Yisrael Leimar, Imbrecht Varchani Verbises Gvuli Vahaisi Yadcha Lebilti Yatzavi Vayavolokim Es Asher Sha'al. So we're going to dash in each line. What exactly was he asking for? Imbrecht Varchani B'Torah. He wanted to be blessed first with Torah. Verbises Gvulai B'Talmidim. I want you to expand my boundaries with Talmidim. Vaisi Yadcha Imadi, your hand will be with me. Means shleishtakach talmudi milibi, that I shouldn't forget my learning. Vasmirasi, she's damnuli reim kamosi, I should have a chevra that's like me, I should have friends that are like me. Levilti atzvis, I shouldn't be sad, shleiskaveni yitzharah milishnos, that the yitzharah shouldn't stop me from learning. imata osakein mutav. If you do that, that's great. Vimlav hareini holich l'nesisi shaol. Then I'm going to be plunged to the depths. I'm going to be in big trouble. So miyad, right away, ve'evalukim asher shaol. Hashem gave him everything that he asked for. So you see that he was answered. Kayotzi b'davarat ha'omer. Similarly, we find that anyone who's moser atzmo to look for Torah, and all of his tefillos are about Torah, his prayers are going to be answered. So similarly, we find such a concept. Rosh v'ish tachim nifkeshu meir eine shneim Hashem. So what does that mean? B'shasha talmud holich etzal rabo v'amr lo lamdeni Torah. Rosh and ish means a poor man and a rich man. So ish techachis techachim. Rashi says a benoni is an average guy. So when they meet, meir eine shneim Hashem. Hashem is going to enlighten the eyes of both of them. So what does this mean? B'shasha talmud holich etzal rabo v'amr lo lamdeni Torah. When a Talmud goes to his Rebbe, the Talmud being the poorer guy, the Rebbe being the richer guy, and he says, Rebbe, teach me Torah. Im melamdo, if he teaches him, meir einei shneim Hashem. Hashem will enlighten both of their eyes. It's going to be beneficial to both if the Rebbe teaches the Talmud Torah. V'im lav, ashiv rosh nifkeshu osa kulam Hashem. And if not, if he doesn't teach him Torah, so and then ashiv rosh nifkeshu osa kulam Hashem. What does that mean? Misha asal chacham lazeh osa tipesh. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gave one of them wisdom is going to make that one a fool. Tipesh lazeh, the one who made one of them a fool, osa chacham. Hashem will bless him with wisdom because he tried to learn, but the Rebbe didn't want to teach him. Zumishas Rabbi Nassan. That's what Rabbi Nassan used to say it over. Rabbi Yudah Nasi Omer. Rabbi Yudah Nasi used to say as follows. In Berech Tavarcheni, the period of Arivia, that he was davening that he should be zochet to have children. V'rbeisas gvulai v'banum v'banos means with sons and daughters. V'se yadchi madi b'masu matan in business. V'asisa merasi shaloi yibi mechush roshu mechush esnayim mechush esnayim, that he shouldn't have physical suffering. V'vilti atzvi shaloi yiskaveni yetzer hara milishnos. And that one is the same, that he was davening that the yetzer hara shouldn't stop him from learning. Imata osakein mutav. So if you do all that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do that for me, yes, Neil ben Kanaz says, great. And if not, then I'm going to fall into the depths. I'm going to just plunge into the depths. So Hashem answered him, gave him exactly what he wanted. So you see that Asniel ben Kenaz, you understand why he gets the name Asniel, because Ana Akel, Hashem answered whatever he asked for. Kayotzi b'davarat ha'omer, rosh v'ish, rosh v'ish t'chachim nifkishu meir einei shneim Hashem, b'shash ani holich etzal balabayis v'am parneseini, when a poor man goes to a balabayis and says, support me, im efarneso mutav, if the balabayis supports him, that's great, v'im lav, and if the balabayis doesn't support him, ashiv rosh nifkishu osa kulam Hashem, means, misha, so ashir lezeh, osa ani, ani lezeh, osa ashir, that someone who made this one, the same Hashem who made this one a rich man, will turn him into a poor man. The same Hashem that made the other one into a poor man will turn him into a rich man. The idea being that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses someone with Ashirus, the expectation is that they're going to share that with others. If they don't share it with others, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no reason to keep this man as an Ashir. The attitude toward Ashirus is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the money in order to be able to share it with other people. That we have a job, that the Ashir has a job of distributing the funds of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a little bit similar to the Gemara in Bab Basra, where Tzurus Rofus asked Rabbi Akiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oev Aniyim, Lamei No Mefarnesan. If Hashem loves Aniyim so much, why doesn't He give them money? And the point is, no, Hashem is giving them money through us, Rabbi Akiva says, but the point is, we're supposed to be able to get the mitzvah of giving that money out. If we don't get that mitzvah of giving the money out, then it's our own fault. The Gemara says there's someone named Kalba Savua, that anyone who was nichnas the base of kishu ra'av kekelev would go out when he was savur, when he was satiated. Anyone who, he was such a bal chesed. So it's a little bit strange that someone was ra'av kekelev, someone was hungry like a dog. So I just saw Rabbi Rudinsky in his Mishkan Mitzalel suggests on this week's parsha, actually, he says that part of the reason a dog is never fully satiated is because that a dog realizes he's always dependent on somebody else. He's never able to get his own food. And that never can give give a creature satisfaction. You only get satisfaction when you feel that that you deserve something or that you're able to work for something, not when you feel you're completely dependent on somebody else. And that's part of the godless of someone who knows how to do chesed properly. That someone who's able to do chesed with somebody else to the point where even if they were like a kelev, they felt so dependent, but at the end they come out satiated because he makes them feel like, Adrabba, you're doing me a favor by allowing me to gift you, by allowing me to host you, and they don't feel like they took anything at the end of the day. That's the ultimate in being able to give, because that's the true attitude. That's a real attitude. It's klapei ha'emes. It's really true. They are doing you a favor, because that's what Ashirus is really all supposed to be. It's all supposed to be about. Okay, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Matzinus. Now that's all the agadah we have from Maseches Temura. We'll have more in whatever in brachos. But back to the halachas now. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Matzinus. Remember the Mishnah had said about the chatos hamesos. So Rabbi Shimon had a ha'ara that we find that there are five chatos hamesos. So by vlad chatos, tmurus chatos, chatos shemesu ba'leha, that's only by yachid, not by tzibur. So by the other chatos hamesos must also be a din only by yachid and not by tzibur, because three of them, by definition, are only for a yachid, not for a tzibur. Three of them, you can't have a tzibur. You can't have such a case by a tzibur. So the Gemara will just expound on Rabbi Shimon's point of view. Tan Rabbanan, Rabbi Shimon. In total, there are five chatos they have to leave to die. Vlad chatos, the offspring of a korban chatos, Tmuras chatos, the tmura of a korban chatos, v'chatos shemesu ba'leah, chatos whose owner died before he was able to be makrovit, v'chatos shekipru ba'leah, a chatos that was temporarily lost, and therefore the owner brought a different korban chatos in its place, and now we found the original, v'chatos shebrishnasa, and a chatos that aged out, that was too old. So iyat yachal omar vlad chatos b'tzibur. Now we know vlad chatos can't exist in the tzibur, l'fishen chatos nekeva b'tzibur, because a chatos b'tzibur is always a male, it's not a female. So obviously you're not going to have vlad chatos b'tzibur. You can't have tmuras chatos b'tzibur because the tzibur can't affect tmura, so tmura can't happen by a tzibur. You also can't have a chatos shemesu b'aleh b'tzibur because the bailim is the whole tzibur, and Klal Yisrael never dies. Klal Yisrael is always alive. So shekipru b'aleh v'shibra shnasa l'matzinu. So a chatos that kipru b'aleh or ibra shnasa, also you shouldn't be able to we don't find that it can't exist by a tzibur. So yachli you know goes ben biyachid ben tzibur. I might think those should be knowing that it should be mesu both by yachid and by a tzibur. So we say no. Let's learn out these two from the other three. The mamu furish biyachid v'lo b'tzibur. Just like the other three, we know it has to be about a korban yachid and not about a korban tzibur because it's not shayich by a tzibur. Af b'she kipru b'aleh v'she ibrashnasa biyachid var mamurim v'lo b'tzibur. So too chata she kipru b'aleh or Shibra Shnasa is also only by Yachid and not by Yitzibur. That's how we derive that all of the Chatos HaMesos are only by Yachid and not by Yitzibur. So Frak the Gemara, how can you make such a derivation? The Chidanin Efshar Mishai Efshar. By the three that we were talking about, yes, they're only by Yachid, not by Yitzibur, because it's impossible to have them by Yitzibur. By these other two, it is Shayich to have it by Yitzibur. So how can you derive the halacha of a situation where it's Efshar from situations where it's Efshar? So Amrei Shlakish, said, no, really the Mesorah was as follows. Arba Nasnu Lehen. There were four of them that they got as Halach L'Moshe Misinai, that there are four Chatos HaMesos. They didn't know which ones, though. They Amidim Al Chamesh. So they were Machmir by five. V'Yisal Kadaitach Petzibur. But if you're going to say that Chatos HaMesos is something that applies even by Tzibur, Hanach Mi Isnu Petzibur. By definition, they knew in the group that they were all in the same group. And in that group, there were definitely ones that could not be Betzibur. So it must be that the group that they got, the grouping of the Halacha L'Moshe Misina that they got, was about was only about Korbanos of Yachid and not Korbanos of Tzibur. If you look at Rashi, Arba Nitnu Lehem Kolomar. Arba, Rashi says, Kolomar, Arba Chatos Nitnu Lehem Misinai, Demesos V'lo Chamesh. That they were told as Halacha L'Moshe Misinai about four Chatos HaMesos, not about five Chatos HaMesos. V'chamishis Nemer Lehem Roe, Ubimei Evlo Shel Moshe Shachu, Ezo Haisa Roe. V'holch L'chumra, V'amukula Mesos. The fifth one was supposed to graze, so they till it develops a mum. But they forgot which one that was. So they went L'chumra, and they said all five should have to die. Hilka Chisal Kadak tzibur nemar lahem. So if this halacha was said about korban tzibur, mimishkachsul b'tzibur, halom esram b'tzibur al shtayim mehem. Only two of them could be b'tzibur, but they knew that they had halacha l'moshe m'sinai about four. So it can't be about a korban tzibur. Elavadi lavei el b'yachid. So that's the raya that it has to dafka be by a yachid, and it's not by a tzibur. That's how we know. We can learn sasum and amufurush over here. It's not an issue of done efshar mishi efshar. We know that all of these chatos amesos were set over in a single category. Says the Gemara, another limud, very similarly, Rabbi Nosson Omer, with a slight variation, achas nitna lehen. There was only one that they were told as the chatos amesa. Vemidu al chamish, and they themselves figured out that they themselves were machmir in five because they forgot which one was the one that was the chatos amesos. So v'lechsi basidro gemirilu ibiachri b'tzibur. But wait a second, why did they have to be machmir for all five? Based on the suffix of one of them, why don't they just see if it was if the chatos hamesa that was taught to them, they don't have to remember exactly which one it was, but at least they should remember whether it was a carbon yachid or a carbon tzibur. At least let them remember that, and that at least should narrow down the field a little bit. If it was a carbon yachid or a carbon tzibur, so it says more shtei shichich. They forgot both issues. They forgot whether it was carbon yachid or carbon tzibur, and they forgot the specific carbon that it was. But if you're going to say that it could apply to a carbon tzibur, so can all these five things be by a tzibur? It can't be that they would have been machmir if it was for all five, if they would have known that it was by a carbon tzibur. So it must be that they didn't know. So it can only be by a yachid. So it must be that just like the three that we know about can only be biyachid and not b'tzibur, the other two also can only be biyachid and cannot be b'tzibur. An important point over here, the Sefer Chaye Arye raises the following question. Why do they assume, take the achas nitna lehen ve'midim al chamesh? Why were they mamid al chamesh? Why didn't they just follow the rov by each of them? Meaning, right, the rov is that in chatos mesos, most of the karbonos chatos, where we have some sort of issue, four out of the five are not mesos. So why is it that they were machmir and all of them? Isn't there a halacha by suffix? Suffix in machmir. But isn't there a halacha that you follow the rov? And rov of the chatos are not mesos. So the Tshuvas Bar Yitzchak says that you cannot derive from our sugya that whenever you have a suffik halacha l'moshe m'sinai, you go l'chumra just like by a dinda raisa. Meaning the chayari leaves that as a slight sarachin. Maybe you say, no, each one is a din of a suffik, doesn't have a din of a rov. It's not a classical rov. But the Bar Yitzchak says, wait a second, but at the very least what you could see is that we say suffik halacha l'moshe m'sinai is l'chumra. Maybe you can see the suffik halacha l'moshe m'sinai is treated like a suffik d'araisa. So he says, no, it's not necessarily the case. Because by every other suffik halacha l'moshe m'sinai, maybe we would go l'kula. But over here, since if we were to pass on l'kula in the case of suffik, the entire halacha l'moshe m'sinai would be batel. And that's why we can't go l'kula. Meaning very similar to the famous comment of the Ran in Maseches Pesachim, where the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches says that you're supposed to do a seba for two out of the dalet kosos, for two of the four. But the Gemara says, itmar m'shved rav nach m'trei kasi kamay ba Yaseba, that we weren't sure there was a suffix what Rav Nachman said, whether it's supposed to be the first two kosos or the last two kosos that require a seba. So the Gemara says, idi vidi by Yaseba. Because of that, we require a seba for all four. Ask the Ran, I seba is only din drabbanan, suffix drabbanan lakula, why are you machmir? So the Ran says, because if you were to go lakula, you would end up not doing a seba for the first two, because suffix drabbanan lakula, not doing a seba for the last two, because suffix drabbanan lakula, then you don't do a seba at all. It would ruin the entire din. So to over, and that you would never say something about the kula to take away the entire din. So he says over here also, if we would say something about the kula on every chatas, on all these different five types of chataos, you would never have a chatas hamesa. So we would ruin the entire halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The Meleches Choshev quotes from the Mordechai that something about the kula is only said in this type of situation or machlokas tanaim. But if there's a suffix that we don't know what the kadmonim said, then we're holich l'chumra. If you have some sort of machloka, something like that, amongst the tanaim, then you can say suffix rabban l'kula. But if we don't know what was passed on in our mesora in the earlier generations, that's not called the suffix. You would never go l'kula. So over here also, there was a suffix which chatos was included in the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So he says that's why we're holich l'chumra, because this isn't a later suffix where we can say suffix rabban l'kula. This is very fundamental to our original mesora, and that's why we're always going to go l'chumra on this suffix. Okay, Ben Shem, we'll start with the Mishnah tomorrow.